The Hall of Pendon of Beza. This room was built in the 12th century as the refectory of the old monastery, the canon's dining room, where they would go after a bell was rung. The refectories were built next to the kitchens and the cellars or pantries. It could be said that in the refectory the body is nourished, but also the soul. Inside, above the door was a phrase of Saint Augustine which has not been preserved, but it said, "Whoever is in the habit of gnawing with his tongue at the fame of his neighbor will not have a seat in this place." From the beginning, silence was imposed on the table and a monk from a pulpit read texts from the Bible or from exemplary lives to encourage the diners. The floor plan of the refectory is rectangular and occupies almost the entire bay. The current walls date from the 16th century, while the roof is the result of a renovation carried out at the same time as when the cloisters were rebuilt. It is formed by a barrel vault dating from the 18th century in the Baroque style. The work was directed by the master builder Francisco of Compostizo, according to the traces of the master builder Vargas, and is organized into four sections decorated with plasterwork forms. The first and third sections are decorated with vegetal motifs, fleurons, and foliage. The second is the main section, and the keystone depicts Saint Isidore on horseback taking part in the Battle of Beza, with Saints Leandro, Fulgencio, Martino, and Hermenegildo around him. The scene is completed by fragments from the book The Miracles of Saint Isidore, such as the apparition of Saint Isidore to the Infanta Sancha Raimundez or to King Fernando II before the Battle of Sayud Rodrigo, as well as showing Saint Martino, the director of the monastery scriptorium. The whole ensemble is completed with leaves, angels, a book, trumpets, and other decorations. In the last vault, Saint Isidore appears once again, carrying a processional cross, infused with wisdom by the Holy Spirit. The scene is completed by biblical characters and the forefathers of the church.